From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, in the world of secret spies, just exactly what does it mean to be undercover? First, the lead, London, where four small explosions occurred on the public transit system today. The explosions targeted three subway stations and one bus. There are injuries, but no deaths reported. These explosions come 2 weeks after the deadly London bombings. Again, three subways and one bus. Those explosions left 56 people dead, hundreds injured. Prime Minister Tony Blair spoke to reporters earlier today at Downing Street.
I think all I'd like to say is this, that we know why these things are done. They're done to scare people and to frighten them, to make them anxious and worried. And I think we've just got to react calmly and continue with our business as much as possible, as normal.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair speaking in London, and with us now from London, the BBC's Nick Childs. He's World Affairs correspondent. Nick, the circumstances of these explosions still a little cloudy. Perhaps it was only a few hours ago that they went off, but what can you tell us?
Well, Alex, in the initial response and the initial reports, we had some chilling echoes of what happened exactly 2 weeks ago here in London. Reports of incidents at three undergrounds, metro stations, north, west and south of the capital, and one bus incident in the east of the capital. So everyone clearly very anxious as to what was happening. The police initially responding but unsure. We started to get reports of explosions, but small explosions. So all very alarming, but uncertainty as to what was happening. What we did quickly, though, get were words of reassurance from the police and then from the Prime Minister Tony Blair, and I think that was very much the message. As soon as possible, they got out publicly and tried, if you like, almost to play down these incidents, saying yes, they were serious, but this was an effort to scare people and that people shouldn't allow that to happen and should get back to their business as quickly as possible.
There was a very speedy claim of responsibility after those bombs 2 weeks ago. Any indication this time of who might be responsible?
Nothing yet. Interestingly, there was going to be a security meeting of top ministers and top security officials anyway as part of the follow-up to events 2 weeks ago. They were first looking to try and work out exactly what had happened. And one of the concerns, I think, and we saw this in the response, was when we heard these reports that there had been explosions, but they were relatively minor. People were alarmed and concerned, but this wasn't the devastation that we'd heard before. There must have been worries amongst the emergency services about what did that mean, and at least at one of the sites, the emergency services responded and went into the scene, fully clothed in protective equipment, because they were clearly, I think, concerned that this might not have been a conventional attack, it might have been a chemical attack or something like that. But again, the word coming from the police immediately after this had happened was that all the evidence was that these were conventional explosives of some sort. And the chief London police officer here, Sir Ian Blair, was saying that yes, this was a very serious incident and an attempt to set off some serious explosions. But again, his message more recently has been that we are absolutely in control of this situation, the scenes have been contained, and people should now start to resume their normal lives.
The BBC's Nick Childs in London. Nick, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.